It was the biggest in world history, and its best-kept secret as well. The first day for the event, which turned the tide of Northern Europe for nearly 2 years before the summer, when the Supreme Commander gave his assent at the French coastal town. Those still awake and listening to their radios in the wee hours, when suddenly the broadcast was interrupted.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The news agency said today in a broadcast, I repeat, the news agency said today in a broadcast there was no Allied confirmation.
Within hours, official confirmation came in a broadcast transmitted from the Supreme Headquarters.
The eyes of the world are upon you.
When the news broke, the radio network sounded their alert. The fourth chime was a note sounded on the air to effect the immediate gathering of key operating personnel responsible for broadcasting news.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is New York, where we are standing, which only the radio has so far announced. Network service coast to coast throughout the rest of this night. This is our official notification to station that we will continue broadcasting throughout the remainder of these nighttime hours. This is the Broadcasting Company.
For the next 24 hours, radio was on, ready to broadcast uninterrupted news, which Allied forces had termed Operation Overlord, a tactical success, but which would remain forever celebrated despite heavy resistance by troops less than 3 months later, 4 years earlier.